AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Congress gives final approval of the coronavirus relief bill, a huge political victory for President Biden in his first 50 days in office. AP Sagar-Magani has the story.
Massachusetts' Richard Neal and other Democrats passed the $1.9 trillion bill, arguing a key belief that spending big can be a cure, not a curse, and the nation needs massive aid to beat the pandemic.
With this seismic legislation, we are delivering much-needed help and relief to millions of our fellow Americans.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says it's not about relief. It's about ramming through things that have nothing to do with the virus.
It's a laundry list of left-wing priorities that predate the pandemic.
No Republicans in either the House or Senate backed the measure, which will send direct payments to most Americans starting this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Biden is expected to sign the bill on Friday. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there could be significant steps toward a return to the pre-pandemic normal even before the country reaches coronavirus herd immunity.
We anticipate, and again, it's purely a speculation, that the herd immunity level will be about 70 to 85%.
Fauci estimates that could happen by late summer, early fall. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky cautions only about 10% of the population is fully vaccinated. On a 70-30 vote, the Senate confirms Merrick Garland as Attorney General. Even GOP Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who denied him a chance at being a Supreme Court Justice 5 years ago, voted for Garland. Jury selection continues in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, accused in the death of George Floyd after kneeling on the black man's neck for some 9 minutes last May. The Minnesota Supreme Court decided against a hearing on adding a third-degree murder charge to the two others, second-degree murder and manslaughter. This is AP News. The government rang up a huge deficit over the first months of the current fiscal year. AP's Ben Thomas reports that deficit is expected to balloon through the end of the budget year, the last day of September.
The Treasury Department reports the federal deficit hit $1.05 trillion for the first 5 months of the budget year. That's October through February. Government spending to cope with the coronavirus pandemic surged at a pace far above an increase in tax revenue. The deficit was 68% larger than the same period last year and easily surpassed the previous five-month high of $652 billion. That was set in 2010 when the government was spending to try to lift the country out of the Great Recession. The Congressional Budget Office has projected the deficit for the full budget year will reach $2.3 trillion. But that does not include the $1.9 trillion COVID relief measure just passed by Congress.
A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow up 464 points. The Nasdaq dropped 39. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.